Welcome back to Album Network's broadcast of Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, the radio special. I'm Joe Benson. If the sun reveals a shine, I don't mind. The idea for this album came to life as writer John McDermott was putting the finishing touches on the 1992 book Hendrix, Setting the Record Straight. His collaborator was producer Eddie Kramer, who engineered all of Hendrix's classic albums.
John McDermott and I wrote a book called Hendrix, Setting the Record Straight, and we wanted to have a companion piece, as it were, to the book. And we wanted to address several issues, most importantly, Jimi Hendrix as a composer. And we wanted to put an album together that focused on him, his material, not so much on him as a player. That was the first thing. The second thing we wanted to do was to bring as many members of the original band into the mix, as it were. Mitch and Noel and Billy and Buddy, and we've addressed that issue. And the third thing, which I think is really important, is that there's a charitable aspect to this album. Half the royalties are going to scholarships, musical scholarships in Jimi Hendrix's name. So we've addressed that charitable aspect, and I think Jimmy would have liked that. So those were the basic premises on which we made this album.
After getting the support of Hendrix devotees Jeff Gold and Michael Austin of Warner Brothers Records, Kramer and McDermott looked for a variety of different artists to participate on the record so the music could reach Hendrix fans of all ages.
There's such a huge audience out there for Jimi Hendrix's music, and a very wide variety of people listen to Hendrix's music. I think from teenagers right up to 60-year-olds, from 16 to 60. His music appeals to a wide range of musical tastes. And I think that stems from the fact that Jimmy's creative ability was formulated by virtue of the fact that he grew up on blues and R&B, played on the Chitlin circuit for many years, and then later on sort of formulated his own musical ideas, which was jazz and funk and rock. And if you look at today's market, the kids today are sort of focusing in on that, and they're saying, wow, this guy's really cool. And why is it that we like Hendrix's music? Well, I think the reason is because his music was pure, very simple in some aspects, about the emotional message that gets across. And kids really sort of focus in on that.
Stone free to
guests Eric Clapton and Stone Free. One of the first bands chosen to participate on this record was the Spin Doctors. They worked with Eddie Kramer on the song Spanish Castle Magic, and Spin Doctors drummer Aaron Comas told us what that experience was like.
One of the most amazing things about working on the record with Eddie was just, like, you know, hearing stories about the experiences he had when he made the records with Hendrix. And he even, you know, he played us some like old outtake tapes that he had from the sessions, but it was just unbelievable. We had a meeting with him in L.A. when we were out there, and he, you know, first approached us about the recording, and he played us some stuff. He played us like a version of Hey Joe. It was just like a rough mix. It was incredible. And then just some jams they did, and it was just really, really wild.
Some of the artists on Stone Free rearranged the Hendrix song they were recording, while others stayed true to the original versions. Aaron Comas told us how the Spin Doctors approached their recording of Spanish Castle Magic.
We approached the recording of the song pretty much trying to stay true to the original version. We pretty much played a similar arrangement. We extended the solos in the middle and the end a little long from what they were on the studio record. And we also slowed the tempo down to what felt more comfortable for our band. But for the most part, we really just respected the parts of what they did, but turned it into our own thing, you know. That was pretty much the attitude behind it, you know. Mark, our bass player, wasn't really familiar with the song, actually. And in a way, we thought that was cool. I remember having a conversation with Eric about it, and we were talking. We were like, you know, I think it'd be really cool if we stuck to what they did and did it, you know, had our own interpretation on that. And we thought it was cool that Mark didn't really know the song. We figured, you know, rather than give Mark a tape of the song and let him learn it, let's just teach it to him ourselves. So we just taught Mark the song. He never even heard the original thing until after we did it.
Oh, Oh, the Spin Doctors doing a great version of Spanish Castle Magic. Due to this project, they began to play the Hendrix song in their live set. I'm Joe Benson, and we'll return with more of Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, after this time out.
With most mint mouthwashes, it isn't clear what you're getting, because they mainly cover up your bad breath. Cool Mint Listerine is a different story. It's the only leading mint mouthwash proven to have the power to fight bad breath, plaque, and the gum infection gingivitis. So either you get a mouthwash that isn't up to speed, or you get Cool Mint Listerine, and you get the power.
Brush floss your dentist uses directed.
What's the history of the Citibank Visa card for students? We asked history professor Grace Moulton.
The history of the Citibank Visa card goes back to Nostradamus, who in 1561 predicted that by the year 2000 there would be a credit card with 24-hour customer service for any question about your account, and more services than any other card, proving...
In other words, you can build a credit history before you reach your middle ages. So call 1-800-CITIBANK, CITIBANK, to apply. Not just Visa, Citibank Visa.
Come on, your brother's getting $28,800 for college?
Yeah, he qualified for the Navy College Fund.
$28,800 for college. Your brother?
My brother.
You're in it to win it, so it's full speed ahead.
The Navy College Fund and Montgomery GI Bill can help you earn $28,800 for college. Talk to your Navy recruiter today.
You and the Navy, full speed ahead.
Paid for by the U.S. Navy.
You know when your throat's so sore, it feels like you swallowed a bee? You need medicine, not those candy cough drops. You need Cepacol lozenges. But what if your throat feels like you swallowed a bee, along with 300 or 400 of his closest friends? Then you need really strong medicine. You need Cepastat lozenges. Cepacol for sore throats, Cepastat for really sore throats. Use only as directed.